Now, you're based in Western Massachusetts. You met here in New York. Why did you choose Western Mass?
Before I kind of got honest and started brewing, I worked for a bank here in Manhattan. And it was actually while I was sitting on a trading floor, totally and utterly bored, that I actually saw the brewery system for sale on eBay and bought that. So there I was. I mean, I was living in Manhattan. I was homebrewing here, but had a kind of weekend place up in the Berkshires, as so many of the places in the Berkshires are. I mean, I think it's about 60% weekend ownership up there. So I used to go up there every weekend, found myself going long weekends, longer weekends, decided that that's really where I wanted to end up. So when banking and I kind of split paths in 2006, and I took a significant sideways step and started assistant brewing at Chelsea Brewery here in Manhattan first, and then Greenpoint Brewing in Brooklyn. But it was always with a view to starting up a brewery in the Berkshires.
One thing I find interesting is that you guys use Valley Malting for your malt supplies. Do you get 100% of your malt from there, or do you have to order from other suppliers for your malt?
We've used Valley Malt for a couple of our specialty beers. And you've got to remember as well, we're only 5 months into the process right now. We only got licensed 5 months ago. And we have used Valley's malts in both of our Belgian beers, our Zingari Wit, which is a classic Belgian wit, but with a little lemongrass flavoring to it. And also, and I think most significantly, in our Saison. The Saison was slightly thumbing our noses at the Massachusetts ABCC, who came out with this really abortive and ill-thought-out proposal to have farmer brewers in Massachusetts use 50% of local ingredients in all of their brews. And they just didn't think about scales at all. And in fact, the one brew that we did, the Saison, that would have complied with that rule, pretty much exhausted all of the malt supply for Massachusetts for the rest of that week. So it really, you know, as an indication of how unusable that was. We do use Valley Malt. We like to use their malt. We're talking with them right now about what to do with the barley from an acre of malting barley that we had planted earlier in the year. And they're just conducting germination tests on that now. But the nature of the game is that you still have to use a majority of commercial and kind of very homogenized commodity malt.
You had mentioned the farmer brewer license in Massachusetts. You guys have an interesting story, I know, about...
From New York State. My understanding is that there are three different kinds of licenses in Massachusetts. One of them is a farmer brewery license, and one of them is a brewpub license, and the manufacturing license. There are different things that go along with all that, even from how much it costs to apply for one, and then also how much it costs to actually run one. For the farmer brewery license, that's the cheapest because it is intended to support local agriculture and support the local commerce and just the local community. The brew pub license, there are other licenses that are involved with that, to my understanding. So you have to be able to serve food and there are other things going on that there are different tax laws, but that's another bracket. And then the production license, which doesn't allow you to serve growlers, you're taxed higher. And basically, most of the breweries in Massachusetts actually run under a farmer brewery license, my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, the biggest craft brewer in the world, Sam Adams, is a farmer brewer in Massachusetts. Its license costs at $211 a year.
And Sam Adams' volume compared to your volume is what? They're like a couple barrels more than you?
In a somewhat Orwellian fashion, recently changed the definition of a small brewer from 2 million barrels of a year to 6 million barrels a year. That's the for the purpose of kind of like federal legislation.
But in all fairness, their beer is brewed in Ohio for the most part, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, and various other places as well. They're doing at least 2 million barrels a year. We will be stretched to do 2,000 barrels in
stretched
this year.
But you're both farmer brewers, though.
We're both farmer brewers, and that was the thing. I mean, you know, if we can exhaust the state's malt supply in a week, then Sam is going to, you know, exhaust it in like 5 minutes. They're 1,000 times, at least 1,000 times bigger than us. And if let's put that into perspective, that means that we are closer in scale to people who are brewing at home in their apartment once a month than we are to Sam Adams. And I think that that's one of the things about the craft brewing movement right now, is that everyone talks about microbreweries and craft breweries without realizing that you're encompassing an incredible range of enterprises of different sizes and ambitions and different laws that are going to be appropriate for all of them.
And that said, I think it's important to note our sentiment that great beer can be made on any scale. Just because we're brewing small does not mean it's better than things that are being made in large production facilities.